Saga Egmont presents The Body in the Wall by Anna Penrose, read by Natasha Little. Beginnings of a sort. The rat scurried along the dark passageways, having made its way up from the harbour tunnels. At low tide, the pickings on the sand were good, but fraught with gulls trying to grab at the fishermen's cast-offs. There was always something in the mud worth eating if you could get ahead of the screaming birds. Now, as the tunnel turned into a passageway, the rat negotiated the dark walkways without the need for light, its whiskers providing navigation, its long tail balance. It climbed over old forgotten sacks and piles of bricks from a collapsed wall. Ahead, the passageway narrowed as the rat navigated the bones wrapped in a rotting carpet. Any morsels on that body had long been devoured, and now it was simply another obstacle to overcome. As the rat continued its route, it emerged through a grating and off along the cobbled lanes of Golden, careful to avoid passing feet and tires. The ancient fishing village of Golden would always have rats and, from time to time, would also have bodies. Chapter 1. Malachite Peck picked up her fountain pen and sighed. How to begin? Oppie already knew the basics about Mal's new life and would be reading between the lines to find any weakness in her letter. Honestly, her big sister treated her like one of her grandchildren, a new development and one Mal didn't appreciate. She removed the lid, gave her pen a quick shake and began. Dear Oppie, whilst I wait for the sun to rise, I thought I would just drop you a line to let you know all is well. The bookshop requires a complete overhaul, and I shall close next week to begin renovations. Whilst the tourists are here, I'm having a clear-out sale. Fingers crossed they help get rid of a lot for me, and I make a few pennies. It's quite a risk closing during the season. Apparently, I need to make all the money I can before winter. I started unpacking last night and found my swimming costume, so I am about to go for a swim. I have no idea how successful this will be. The sea looks terribly cold. I'm pretty much keeping to myself, which, as you may understand, suits me perfectly. As they say, the natives seem friendly, but I have no wish to engage beyond the confines of the shop itself. I will write again when I have more news. Love, Yaffle. Mal reread her letter, then scrunched it up. It read like a letter to a junior colleague, not her beloved big sister. At least she had signed it off with her family nickname. Cross with herself, she noticed the sun had risen and she was wasting the quiet hours. Mal had once commandeered any room she walked into. Now she preferred to keep to the edges. Tutting to herself, she grabbed her gown and headed downstairs. As she walked out onto the quiet, cobbled lane, the rain began. Peering up at the dark skies, she quickly pulled the door shut. Her heavily embroidered silk dressing gown was unlikely to survive the short walk to the harbour, and it certainly wouldn't provide any warmth on the way back if it were already soaked. Muttering crossly to herself, she walked back through the bookshop and out to the workspace, where she unhooked a raincoat and set out once more. The muttering increased when she saw her Burberry trench coat only went as far as her knees, leaving the jewelled colours of her kimono dressing gown sticking out at the bottom. She hitched up the fabric, but now her ridiculous rubber shoes were exposed. The woman in the beach shop had tried to assure her that people wore them in saunas, but Mal had spent her life in saunas and had never once seen anyone in these monstrosities. Her unease had been amplified later when she observed a family queuing for fish and chips, and every one of them was in the same style of rubber shoes with holes. She didn't want to judge, but they didn't seem the sauna sort. Heading back to the front door, she placed a yellow sou'wester on her head and stepped outside again. A seagull hopped away from a black bin bag left in front of a holiday let on the other side of the lane. So far, the gull had disembarked.